Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
So how are you feeling as we head into September? And I think this time of year, for a lot of families, there's a lot of extra costs. It's the time of year where we see all these different surveys from Bernarda's and others about back to school and various different financial pressures. You know, front pages of the papers say talking about how high our electricity prices are compared to other European countries. And how do we connect that feeling and that reality of, for some people, experiencing those financial pressures with our faith? And then what are the practical things that we can do? Well, our next guest is going to be talking to us about that. We're going to be talking about what faith says about money and also about the charitable company Christians Against Poverty that are going to be launching in Ireland next month. We'll be hearing all about that. But it's great to have with us in studio Alan McElwee, the CEO of CAP Ireland. Well, let's start with the first bit, Alan, about what the Bible has to say about money.
Thank you, Wendy. Yeah, and good morning to you and all your listeners this morning. Yeah, I've just recently started working with CAP, Christians Against Poverty in Ireland. And one of the things at a really early stage that God really pressed on my heart was a piece of scripture from the Old Testament, actually, from the lesser known from it, prophet Amos. And it reads from Amos chapter 5, verse 24, "But let justice and fairness flow down like a river that never runs dry," or in the NIV version it says "rolls down like a river." And I just got this really visual picture of how God was doing something in terms of flowing down his justice and calling us in CAP and to inspire and equip churches to be a part of that justice movement of God and helping people out of poverty.
And it's such an important core part of our faith, isn't it? And that we have to constantly be reminded of, whether it's us in the situation ourselves or trying to help others, that and I often think it's when children ask these questions, the simplest of answers are the most telling. You know, why are there people in the world that are hungry? Why in Ireland, you know, are these things happening? You can say, well, there is enough in the world for everyone. But it's not distributed that way, but individuals have a responsibility in that. And I know that's something that you've been looking at, just the burdens people are facing at the moment. What's been your experience so far, and what are you hoping to do in order to play a role there?
Yeah, I think probably the word that has come up more often and very, very frequently has just been the word how stuck people feel when they're in financial debt or they're in some sort of financial bondage. And there's that sense of, you know, just really being stuck, not knowing where to look, who to turn to, where to go to get help. And that has all sorts of limitations in terms of choices that they make, maybe choices as a family, what they can do as a family, where they can go as a family, those sorts of things. And so it's that real sense of trying to be a part of a movement to help people with options. It's about CAP is about giving people some basic skills to help them with budgeting, with their money management, and indeed with the arrears or debts. But it's also opening up to the fullness of life in Jesus Christ, because that's a part of that rolling down of justice that Amos speaks about. And with the church pressing against that sense of inequality that we very much see existing within our world today.
And it's connecting the two. It's the practical and the spiritual, by the sounds of it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's giving those practical skills and at a very practical level, helping people, you know, where they're at without judgment and helping them in a caring and compassionate manner. But it's also then opening up to what the whole sense of fullness of life in Jesus Christ can be. And that affects us so much more than just our financially, but it also affects us emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, in so many different ways. And so that's very much the heart and prayer for CAP as we get ready to launch in Ireland.
It's kind of that thing, is it, of just, okay, so you're doing the practical and saying, I'm going to learn how to manage my money better, I need help here. And it's something that baffles me that we don't do more of that at a school level, you know, learning about money management, but then also saying, I'm going to do the practical, Lord, but I'm going to trust you as well and ask for your help.
Yes.
Are you bringing that into it, where faith can be a support when people are really falling on difficult times and they're doing everything they can, but it's still very difficult?
It is, yeah. And it's very much working, you know, coming alongside them and supporting them through that process, because some of the causes of poverty can be very complex. They can be low self-esteem, low educational attainment. There could be chronic health issues. There could be a relationship breakdown. There's often a lot of these elements bring about a sense of poverty, of being stuck, of being trapped. And so I think the church has a lot to say and to speak into that space of more holistically encouraging people. Yes, giving them some basic skills, but also giving them the emotional, spiritual support and equipping them just giving them a sense of what the fullness of new life in Jesus Christ can be.
I think it's so uplifting and encouraging for people to hear this. It's a new way really of looking at helping one another with financial pressure, financial burdens. That's holistic, as you say, and bringing God into it all. I know now you have a big launch happening on the 21st of September, and you're going to be sharing about your money coaching program. Tell us a little bit more about that then.
So yes, love to extend an invitation to you and to all the listeners this morning, to come along to our public launch on the 21st of September. It's in the Exchange in Trinity Church Network at 50 Lower Gardiner Street. And we have two options. We want to make it as accessible as possible for as many people as possible. So we have a lunch time option, and then we also have an early evening time option. So please would encourage your listeners to have a look at our website, www.capireland.ie, and they can find all about our launch. They can register online, and then they can go in and find out a little bit about our money coaching program, which will also be launching at the same time.
It's such a fantastic initiative, and all rooted in faith makes it all the better. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I've been chatting to Alan McAwee, CEO of CAP Ireland. As Alan mentioned there, the launch is taking place on the 21st of September, two different times that you can attend, and you can go to their website for details on their work and how you can get support at capireland.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.